Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This is our final episode for 2022 as we head into the final hours of the year.
Unbelievable, isn't it, Mark?
It sure is. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm your host, joined by my co-host, Marion Gilman. And here we are, Marion. Another year goes by.
It is amazing how fast they go by. This has been quite the year.
It sure has.
In many ways.
When we started this year off, there were a lot of great aspirations and hopes that the market would continue to do well, that, you know, we would finally start to unwind out of COVID, things would be back to normal, everybody would be happy. Well, some of that happened.
Exactly. It didn't happen immediately, I will say. So the first part of the year, so I think we hit a high in the market at the beginning of January.
January 4th was the high.
And it was pretty much down through the first half of the year.
Well, you know what's kind of interesting is it always amazes me how years ago people would say, when I invest my money, I want to invest my money, I want to live off the income and not touch the principal, right? That's a lot of people had said that for years, but that's when interest rates were a lot higher too.
That's right. And you know, that's when a lot of people kept their money at the bank.
Right. And now, when the stock market hit its all-time high on January 4th, all of a sudden, didn't matter when you started investing, whether it was in 1972, 2010, or 2020, whatever the value of your account was around January 4th when the market hit its all-time high, that suddenly became everybody's new principal.
It is amazing, isn't it, how quick we forget what the original amount was.
Right, it is. And what happens is, you know, we've been telling our clients for years, you can't expect the market to continue to go up, 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 up all the time.
And particularly at the end of 2021, I think we told everyone who looked at their returns for the year, because they were spectacular.
They were spectacular, and it's not sustainable, and we let everybody know that.
Yes.
Now, I'm not making excuses. I mean, no one is happy with negative performance.
Of course.
But I don't think anybody would have expected that bonds would underperform stocks than they did this year.
Yes, and particularly dividend-paying stocks did a lot better than any bonds did. Or most bonds did this year. So it is amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's been the worst year in bonds for the past 50 years, or our time horizon, certainly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But as you think about investing in bonds today, knowing what we know, knowing with interest rates going up, how comfortable are you about investing in bonds in the years to come, even the short term?
I'm very comfortable investing in bonds. As a matter of fact, over the past month and a half, say, actually really month, interest rates have declined on the 10-year bond. So it is actually showing some, you know, points of stability in there. And people don't expect the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, certainly not as quickly as they did in 2022, nor as the magnitude that they did this year.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to hope that you can try to explain this in a language even I can understand.
Ah, that's going to be tough.
So you talked about the fact that interest rates have gone down on the 10-year note.
Right.
Yet all people hear is that interest rates have gone up. So what's gone up and what's going down?
So the Federal Reserve sets interest rates on what they call the Fed funds rate. So that's a rate that they can lend to other banks. The Federal Reserve Bank doesn't lend directly to individuals. They lend money to other banks. So the Federal Reserve has progressively raised interest rates over the past year from about 0.5% to close to 4.5%. Those are very short interest rates. The 10-year bond, the 10-year Treasury bond, that is a bond issued by the U.S. government, the Treasury Department, and anybody can buy those bonds. Any individual can buy one of these bonds. It's a very important bond because mortgage interest rates are similar to what the 10-year Treasury is, with a slight increase, because they're lending now for home buying to an individual versus the U.S. Treasury, which is the safest type of lending in the world. You know, with the U.S. government, you're going to get your money back. For a homeowner who's buying a house and the bank is lending for a mortgage, there's some possibility that they might not get their money back. So the 10-year
bond...
Pretty
rare, though, right?
It's pretty rare. That's exactly right. So if the 10-year bond has an interest rate of 4.5%, a mortgage rate might be 2% higher, so 6.5%. But it goes in coordination with the 10-year bond. So that's why you hear a lot of reference to the interest rates on the 10-year bonds. As the Federal Reserve raised short-term interest rates, the interest rate on the Fed on the 10-year bond also went up, and it hit a high of over 4%. It wasn't quite as high as the Fed funds rate, but it was close to it.
So with interest rate, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, over the past month, because the Federal Reserve has said they're going to slow down raising interest rates, next year they will regroup and really look and see what they're going to do. They're going to take it as it comes, look at the economic statistics. Interest rates on the 10-year bond have gone from just over 4% down to about 3.6%. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it is massive movements in the bond market.
So you continue to have confidence that investing now in bonds is even better than what it was last year.
Absolutely, because when interest rates are so low, there's an inverse relationship. So when interest rates go up, bond prices go down somewhat. It's an inverse relationship between bond prices and interest rates. So when interest rates are very, very low, and all they can go is higher, it's very likely that the price of your bond is going to go down if you buy a bond and have to sell it.
And today, with interest rates being a lot higher, and the likelihood of bonds going of interest rates going up higher is slowing down.
That's exactly right.
And there's actually the possibility that interest rates could start to drop. And if interest rates start to drop, well, now you can make appreciation in your bonds as well.
That's correct. So it's a much better, and also think about it, you're getting a lot higher monthly income check or, you know, dividend from that bond mm-hmm. now than you did last year when, you know, you were getting 0.5%. Now you're getting 4%. That's not bad.
No. And so shifting gears here a little bit, last week there was this discussion of a potential government shutdown, but the government had to pass this bill to make sure that the government stayed open. But
absolutely
tucked into that bill is something that a lot of investors are going to hear about in the weeks to come. And it's part of the Secure 2.0 section of the bill.
Kind of hard to keep all these acronyms
straight. It's called the Secure 2.0 Act. And as I think by the time you hear this, the president will sign it into law. Congress and Senate, the House and Senate have already passed it. It's sitting on the president's desk, expected to be passed. But there are some very interesting factors that could impact you. The first being is a change in the required minimum distribution.
And isn't that great news for
many people? For
right.
some,
yeah.
sure. So tell everybody what it's going to change to, Mary.
So what's going to happen is that as of 2023, before, you know, up until today, and when you turn 72, you had to take a required distribution from your retirement account, if you have one. And now the age will jump up to 73. So we get an extra year before you have to start taking distributions. Now, people who've already started, you can't delay it. You can't stop taking it.
Right.
So you have to continue. But anyone who has not reached the age of 72 will now have
an extra
year.
So if you were turning 72 in 2023 and thought, oh my goodness, I got to start taking my required distribution this year, guess what? You don't.
That's
right. You can delay it one more year.
And for people who've tried to anticipate and figure out what they're going to get in January, you can still take it, but you don't have to.
Right. And that's a big one. And actually, part of this bill also says that in the year 2033, 10 years from now, that minimum distribution is going to go to age 75.
Even better.
So
for many people.
For many people. I mean, some people take the money as soon as they can, but others can afford to delay it. And it's a nice feature.
And don't forget, you can take the money without penalty anytime after 59 and a half. That's not changed.
Absolutely. But it's still subject to tax when you take it out.
That's correct.
A couple other things that are built in here. One is really interesting as it relates to 529 plans. There's always been this discussion of what do we do with all of this extra money that we might have in 529 plans. I know, I have extra money left over in my 529 plan. But folks, there are many people who have. The market has done better than we might have imagined. People were thoughtful in funding 529s, and the kids maybe didn't go to a private school. They went to a public school. So there's all this money that's still in the 529 plan. And you knew that if you took it out, you'd have to pay taxes and penalty to take the money out.
Right.
New rule changes that.
That's right. So they are going to allow money in a 529 plan that's been there for 15 years or more to be up to $35,000 of it in a lifetime can be converted to Roth IRAs.
For the beneficiary.
For the beneficiary. And it's subject to the Roth IRA contribution limits each year.
Yeah, so it's a nice feature. It's a way for you to be able to take some of that money out that you had anticipated using for college, didn't get used for college. You don't want to pay tax to pull it out, so you could take $35,000 or up to $35,000 for it, roll it into a Roth for that beneficiary. Now, granted, hopefully that person won't need to touch it until 59 and a half. That could grow to a pretty nice sum of money.
That's right. I mean, that's a great deal.
And I mean, realistically, this whole Secure 2.0 program is really built around trying to encourage individuals to prepare better for their future. In fact, I think rolling out in 2025, all new employers who offer a retirement plan will have an automatic required enrollment into the retirement program, whether it's their 401k, 403b, whatever it is. And the other thing that they're talking about is a required or a opportunity to put money into an emergency fund through your payroll reduction, that they'll put money aside for you in that manner.
Yes, and they're hoping that that will alleviate some of the problems of people taking loans against their retirement accounts, because now they'll have some emergency savings. And if you don't see the money, if it comes directly out of your paycheck, it's a whole lot easier to save than it is if you get it first and then you have to save it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of new features coming with the Secure 2.0 program. We'll have more of that information as it shows up, you know, in our mailbox, in our hands, and we can certainly share that with you.
And we get the details on it, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cursory right now what we have.
Right.
But we want to share that with you. That's what's to come in 2023. And I will tell you, here's what's really to come in 2020. Next week, you're not going to hear my voice.
Oh,
I know,
no.
You're so disappointed.
I am.
So you're going to lead the show next week, Marianne.
Yes, I know. I don't know. Can I live up to
it? You will, and you'll have a co-host. Christian's going to be with you. Christian, our Director of Financial Planning, will be joining Marianne. I'm going to take a week off and turn it over to you guys.
Yeah.
But that's going to do it for us this week. That's going to wrap up our year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, have a happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So if you don't want to see me dancing with somebody, if you want to believe that anything can stop me.
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.